Tobacco farming was a major source of income for many Southside and Southwest Virginia residents, but the industry took a big hit after the national settlement agreement with cigarette manufacturers was reached. But each year, the commission that decides how to spend the funds looks for ways to help the region help itself. Tobacco Indemnification and Community Revitalization Commission Interim Director Tim Fole says this year there's more money for education and industry.
In the education fund is a $10 million set aside to establish three advanced manufacturing centers of excellence, specifically targeting mid-level skills training for welders, precision machinists, and industrial maintenance mechanics.
Fole also says high-speed internet was not readily accessible in these areas, but now there are plans to build it.
Well more than 2,000 miles of new, robust, affordable, open-access fiber that serves every single locality in the tobacco region.
More than 1,600 grants, totaling close to $1 billion, have been awarded to the tobacco region, with more than $309 million provided to tobacco farmers thus far. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.